who would take part in D-Day.
You are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you.
On June 6, 1944, Allied forces landed on the beaches of Normandy, France. It was the largest amphibious invasion in history. They were there to liberate France and Western Europe from the Nazis. CBS's Elaine Cobb says thousands of American soldiers died on D-Day.
Overlooking Omaha Beach is the American Cemetery at Colleville-sur-Mer. More than 9,000 white marble headstones mark the huge losses on the beach below. The most recent headstone was placed in July 2022. When the remains of pilot William McGowan were moved from a local graveyard to join his fallen comrades 78 years after his death. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Colleville-sur-Mer.
In Stockton, California, city officials and local organizations are putting the word out that cooling centers are available during the city's heat wave. More from CBS News Sacramento's Esteban Reynoso.
My AC is out in my house and it's hot.
Mary Johnson came to this cooling zone at Van Buskirk Community Center in Stockton trying to escape the heat as much as she could.
Maybe you don't have air conditioning or you can't afford to run your air conditioning.
The city of Stockton, one of the most diverse cities in the country, relying on translation software to make sure word gets out about cooling centers like this one at the Safer Community Center.
A little boy's been killed when an F1 tornado pushed a tree into a house in Livonia, Michigan, near Detroit. Here's Fire Chief Robert Janison.
Fell into a house, into a bedroom area, and landed on a bed where a mother and a two-year-old were sleeping.
Researchers say more than 180 million young children worldwide suffer from severe food poverty.
Inequality, conflict, and climate crisis have left one in four children on this planet living in severe food poverty.
These vitamins and minerals are needed not just to grow well, but they also fuel healthy brain development.
UNICEF's Harriet Turles says deprived children lose developmental ground that can never be recaptured in adulthood.
CBS's Vicky Barker reporting from London. A popular consumer magazine says it's found lead in two organic snacks for children. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Christine Lazar.
New study from Consumer Reports discovered levels of lead in two snacks from Lesser Evil. One with 112% of the daily allowance, another had 60%, and an organic puff from the company Serenity Farms had 53%.
Those measurements exceed California's lead standard. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Repair shop.
Hi, I'm calling to find out about my car, the transmission.
Your vehicle manufacturer's warranty has expired or is about to.
How much?
$5,000.
Wow, that's crazy.
You still like your car, so get Endurance's low-cost vehicle coverage plan and save your money. The cost of living is going up. The last thing you need is a sudden, devastating expense. Avoid that with Endurance's low-cost vehicle coverage plan.
Sorry, lady.
It's okay. I'm covered. Go ahead and fix it.
If you own a 2004 or newer made vehicle, you may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this special coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. It's simple. You pick the deductible. You pick the coverage. You even choose your own repair shop. Roadside service and towing is included. Now you can stop worrying about unexpected repair bills. Call 800-260-1679 for your free, no-obligation, five-minute quote. 800-260-1679. 800-260-1679.
A pop star's talking and singing about their mystery illness.
Halsey says they're lucky to be alive, revealing earlier this week they're battling a serious illness. And now we know it's both lupus and a rare T-cell disorder that affects bone marrow cell production.
Every couple of years now, the doctor says I'm sick.
Halsey talked about their pain in a new song called The End.
And there's poison in my brain.
But says after 2 years, they're finally on the mend and can't wait to get back on stage. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Walmart is offering its hourly workers some new perks, including a new bonus plan and opportunities to move into skilled trade jobs within the company. The bonus plan for eligible part-time and full-time store workers is based on a store's performance and the employee's years of experience. The training program is expected to start with 100 employees in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather. meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers, even some rumbles of thunder in the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies. Then some clearing will break out. We'll see low temperatures near 60 degrees. On Thursday, even more clouds on the way, lower 70s, and a chance of some afternoon showers. Right now, it's 64.
Yeah. with the rain in my shoes.
Rain in my shoes.
Searching for you. In the cold Kentucky rain. Hey, hey, hey. In the cold Kentucky rain. In the cold Kentucky rain. Hey, hey, hey. In the cold Kentucky rain. Hey, hey, hey. Cold Kentucky rain. In the cold Kentucky rain. Hey, hey, hey. Cold Kentucky rain.
From Radio Park to Pershing Park, local news and timeless hits.
Down I'm going, put a little
when she's gone.
People, ain't no woman like the one I love.
This is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over four different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year. And what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
getting married. Heard you're getting married. This time you're really sure. And this is the end. They say you really mean it. This guy's the one that makes you feel so safe, so sane, and so secure.
Say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
the things that we've been through. You should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
Dressed in their summer clothes. chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. We really love you and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel of love. Spring is here, the sky is blue. Whoa, birds all sing as if they knew. Today's the day we'll say I do, and we'll never be lonely anymore, because we're going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Gee, I really love you and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel of love.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so the night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline,
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's a long, long road.
times I wish that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Cherish is a word that more than a blonde. To the hope in my heart each time I realize that I am not gonna be the one to share your dreams, that I am not gonna be the one to share your schemes, that I am not gonna be the one to share what seems to be the life that you could cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lives, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have right here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you.
Come on! News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. D-Day began 80 years ago, June 6th, 1944. The storming of the beaches of Normandy, France by Allied forces in the largest amphibious invasion in World War II.